So, because just in the next couple of weeks, there's a ton of stuff going on.
Oh my gosh! So we have Fire on the River is coming up, which is a little bit different this year.
Why don't you tell us about that?
So they've added the Friday. So it is Friday, June 30th, and Saturday, July 1st.
Okay.
Friday they are doing Battle of the Bands and Battle of the Restaurants. So you come check out some good music. Check out some good food, and then you get to vote via text, which is really cool. US Cellular made that happen, so that's really cool. So yeah, a little bit different things this year. And even though we've got Vintage going up down there, there's still plenty of room for everything and plenty of room for everyone.
Pray for dryness, because so, that'll keep
dryness,
the picnic area
fingers
open.
Fingers crossed. Yeah,
they're hoping to have lots of picnic area there. And that river has been a little high off and on in the past few weeks. A little scary. But yeah, I mean, and a lot of the activities are behind Riviera Bowl this year. So actually using the parking lot for the main stage. Right after Battle of the Bands, Cherry Pie is playing, which is a great
band. My gosh.
They've been in the area a couple times, played a cow chip, I know, in the past. But just an awesome cover band. We've actually really blessed to have a couple of great cover bands. Because Saturday, Thirsty Jones is coming down to play.
Jones,
they were just at Meyer Oak Grove a couple weeks ago.
June Tunes,
great country,
they were awesome.
It's country, western, or a lot of modern country music.
Yep.
And then right after them is Retrospects, who was here last year and was a big crowd pleaser. Lots of dancing was going on. So please come prepared to dance before and after the fireworks.
Right.
Because they're going to play until close to midnight.
Yep.
So, and with Riviera Bowl down there and restaurants that are coming in. We're actually really blessed too this year. There are a number of restaurants coming down. So there'll be, in the past it was, you know, Pizza Hut, pizza and hamburgers and hot dogs. Now this year, Riviera Bowl I think is doing chicken sandwiches and I forget what else. He was just saying what all he's got, but and somebody's doing I think hamburger on a stick or something like that.
Cool.
Or cheeseburger on a
stick. See, it's going to be some good fun stuff. Yep. Food-wise.
Bob's Barbecue is coming in I think from up in the, I want to say Oshkosh or Portage area. So.
And Mitch Myers out of the kitchen.
Yeah,
out of the kitchen. He's going to be involved, which,
Mitch, oh my God. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mitch was actually here listening to the show. He's been part of the August Airless show that airs after ours. So nice
guy.
Yes,
definitely.
So what else is going on this weekend?
This weekend, we've got the Whitwind Concerts at the Campground is kicking off.
And that's
Monroe Crossing playing.
Okay. Little different situation this year, too, with Whitwind. There was some concern that the Sprecher family had decided to retire last year. It just it had been a long labor of love, but they just it was time to pull back. And Mike Boss has now stepped up to the plate.
Stepped up and is taking it over.
Yeah. So, which is, and Mike's kind of bringing it to another level almost in a way. In terms of things I think that he's got for vision for the future.
Correct.
Which is great.
Correct. So, yeah, he's really looking to expand that. Yep. And right now it's looking like they've got one Saturday a month that they're going to do through the end of the summer.
Okay.
But, yep.
And a wide range of bands, too.
Yeah,
which is,
different ones. Yeah, and maybe some you haven't heard, but some really cool stuff. I've seen videos, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
He's doing a wonderful job.
Well, that's just, I mean, that's such a perfect example of the uniqueness of this area.
Yes.
To go out to Whitwind Park and to be there with the willow trees and, you know, to listen to the concert. And the music is, I mean, the amplification of that little bowl that it is in.
Right.
You know, and the Boy Scouts come around and sell food and you know it's like America in the 50s but it still works, you know.
It still works,
and it's just so wonderful. That music sounds great. It's a, you know, you watch the sun go down and it just, you know, they keep playing until after the sun. It's just
they've got some food and things like that out there too as well.
And there are people that come from quite a ways away. It's like one of those like well-kept secrets that, you know, people like come
don't tell anybody.
One of those things like Sauk Prairie in general. We want people to know about, but we don't want people to know about. Want people to come and stay, and we don't want people to come.
A hidden secret, right?
Can't hide it for very long.
Right.
So what else is going on? Farmer's Market is this weekend,
so we've got
right?
the Farmer's Market this weekend, which is really cool. Otherwise, we're just, you know, gearing up for Fire on the River, which is coming up really quickly. So,
well, let's take another quick break. We'll hear another word from our fine sponsors, so which I'm so blessed to have sponsors. I thank the people that are sponsoring this show, bringing it to you every week here, live from Sauk Prairie. Just what a blessing to have folks that get behind the show and make it possible to bring guests like you and to keep talking about all the living going on at Sauk Prairie. So we'll take a quick break. Our guest this morning is executive. That's Tawana German. I'm sorry, Tawana, if you're listening. The director of
Tourism Promotions Director.
At the Chamber of Commerce here in Sauk Prairie.
Yep.
McCall Trudeau, McCall and I will be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about this weekend, maybe, and next week a little bit.
Yeah, but then
let's look beyond that.
Perfect.
Things to think about in the future of Sauk Prairie, because Lord knows, God willing, doesn't end of the world doesn't come tomorrow. we will have a lot of living going on for a while,
yes.
Right? So we'll take a quick break and be right back here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM, Baraboo, Sauk Prairie.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
And we're back here for the last portion of Mornings at McFarland's here, broadcasting live from our studio at McFarland's Retail and Service Center, which I don't know if you noticed, McCall, since you were on the show last, we have moved to the fabulous studio here in Sauk Prairie with my collection of stuff on the wall there and my collection of stuff on the wall here. We moved it up to my office, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm lazy and didn't want to walk down to the retail store. Plus, they have the audacity sometimes to back things up in the middle of the show. No, that was fine. We had a lot of work to do.
Realized there's a lot of stuff done.
A lot of hustle and bustle going on down in the store, so we thought, let's move up to the office and it'll be easy for me.
Yeah.
Because it's all about making things easy for me, right? So we ended the show or end of the last segment talking with McCall Trudeau here, who was here from the Chamber of Commerce in town, talking about some of the events coming up in the more immediate future.
Right.
But there's some stuff beyond that into July and maybe even into the fall that we should talk about.
Yeah.
Right? What are some events?
So coming up, so we've got Big Pipes at the Glen. That's July 8th.
Kathy Lintz was just on the show talking about that.
Perfect.
And it's actually really cool this year. They're expanding the concert. So there's actually a Celtic harpist playing and then the bagpipes, of course. So they have a new bagpiper playing this year, too, first time. So he's going to do a 45 to 50, I don't know, hour long set. And then they have an Irish band playing at the end of that, Celtic band. So just lots of kind of different music flair all within that, that feel of Celtic music. So great opportunity. Free concert, free will off. Offering. Kathy and the Durwards Glen folks are just another great jewel.
It's so beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's like
it is. It's like this hidden gem. It's so beautiful out there.
Too much.
And you can hike out there. I don't think many people know that you can hike out there. It's gorgeous.
And if you're looking for some place to just kind of quiet reflection, get in touch with, just have time to think about things, great, great place to do something like that.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Been around since the 19th century, so 1800s, and just gorgeous. So anyways, other stuff.
Yeah. Then on the 15th of July, we've got this Sauk Prairie Dancing with the Stars. This is going to be a very fun event.
Yes.
Tawana and I are going to be bouncing around town today to get the inside scoop from all the dancers.
Good luck with
so
that.
So we might catch them, you know, practicing, at work.
That would be nice. John Bachhuber, our general manager for the retail services area, is one of the contestants in that whole thing. And I keep having these visions of John doing like the forbidden La Banda or something, you know, just the forbidden Latin dance. You know, I don't think he'll get into that, but, you know, it would be fun to see him all of a sudden tangoing behind the parts counter or something. If you see John doing that, you know what's going on.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, you see them dancing around town. They're just practicing.
Travis Hilliard is one of the contestants.
Yes, we've caught some video footage of some of them already. We're making a little fun promotional video that you'll have to look out for. It'll be really funny. But so I caught him and Tawana. They were doing the tango.
Oh.
In our back parking lot. So. But he wouldn't give any of his secrets away. So I'm not. I don't know exactly what he's up to.
Well, you know,
he can't let the competition know what he's up to. Yeah. But he said his outfit's going to be awesome.
Well, and you know, Travis has got that hip action.
He
going,
does.
You know,
she made him get the hips moving. Tawana did. So we got to see a little bit of that. He did a little bit of yoga too. He said that's how he prepares himself.
Yeah.
So
Well, he's gonna have the guns are going to be going.
Of course, all kinds of ways.
Yeah. Yeah. So Greg Monk is part of that. Lee Culver is part of it. I'm forgetting other people. I'm sorry. I don't remember all the folks that are.
And I can't either. We should have it right in front of us.
Everybody should call Lindsay Giese Juarez over the river. Yes. She'll tell you all about the event. Or check out RAI.org.
Online.
And River Arts
Get tickets
Inc.
right online there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, riverartsinc.org.
Yes.
So, okay. And other things that you can think of that
other
are out
things,
there?
Just the Whitwind concerts at the campground, like we had said earlier. Sure. They've got that going on the next couple of months.
Boy. And then we get into the fall and things really, you start to heat up right away with Cow Chip.
Yes. We got Cow Chip.
Which is really a fun event this year.
And then we're doing our Ladies Night event again this year. Okay. So
when is that? In September?
That is October 4th, I believe. It's on a Wednesday. Okay. And so we're doing that again. That's at the Dorf House this year.
Okay.
We have a really awesome speaker that's coming in. She's from the Madison area, professional speaker. And then we also have Darlene Ballwig is going to be speaking, which is really cool. I hope I'm not giving away like the inside scoop right now. I might be.
It's
going to be awesome.
You can't hype things.
You can't, too much. Exactly.
You know, you want to get people to get these things on their calendar early.
Early.
It was fantastically successful last year.
Oh, it was
first
wonderful. Oh my gosh. So we're going to have some cool, fun drinks and food and all that. I mean, the amount of fun that we saw the ladies having that came. And then, you know, it ends with this wonderful, inspirational speech talk that you can take home with you. That's really great.
Well, we should talk then, too, because if you need audiovisual, I know a guy.
Yes.
Aaron Kipley with
we
AK Tech.
We are going to need a guy.
We want to get that guy.
Yes, we want to get
that
guy.
He'll be the one guy that will let into the ladies' night out.
Right.
Him and me, maybe, to set up.
There may be men carrying around the food.
Oh.
In tuxes. Oh. I don't know. Maybe.
That sounds like those deals that they do, like in the military, where the officers have to serve the enlisted men. You know, it's just like, no, it's not the same thing, but you know, which is a great thing. It's just a fun night. It really is a fun night. One of those things.
And they're doing birdies and brews again this year too, out on the golf course in October as well. And that's October as well. So fun things coming up in the fall, which is really great.
Well, and then of course we build into the holidays with the Holiday Light Parade
and
the Shop Local event. And I'm hoping Tawana will be back on our show if we do our December series.
Yes, I'm sure
Very
she
Sock
will.
Very Christmas.
Yes.
So all that good stuff. So, well, McCall, always a great, great pleasure and honor to have you on the show.
Thank you. Just thank you so much.
Thanks for taking
always
the time.
Always so much fun.
Well, you know, we try. It's not always easy being green, but we try. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for getting up early in the morning and coming on down here. And please give my best to Steph and Tawana. I hope they're listening. My God, if they're not listening right now.
They better be.
They better be. You're going to go home and quiz them on what did I talk about this morning?
Right.
What part of the show did you enjoy most this morning? Right. So, well, thanks everybody for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's. It's always a pleasure to join you all on Wednesday mornings. Just a great, great time. Next week, actually, I believe our guest is Jeff Bull. Jeff will be coming on and talking about the Relay for Life event. And and how things are changing with that. I don't know if you, those who remember
that
Jeff
sounds
being on
really
the show.
Cool. He's told me a little bit.
Jeff is a hoot and a half too, just to talk with anytime. So
yes,
we get the two of us together, and it's going to be ham bone soup.
It's
going to
be
you.
Crazy. Yeah.
You better probably turn your radio down, but when the show starts, because both of you and I have got big voices too. So, but I will hope you'll stick with us now as we're going to continue with our Deerlith chapter of the week series, which has been started by the August Deerlith Society in the area. David Schweitzer will be doing another reading of prose from Augie Deerlith. So those of you that enjoy Deerlith's writings, if you haven't read them before, one of the most notable, I think, literary figures to come from the Sauk Prairie area. But Deerlith's writing is really wonderful to hear read out loud like that, as a lot of literary works are. When you get to hear the spoken word, it's just a great thing. So stay with us here on WRPQ Radio for that, coming up right after Mornings at McFarland's. And thanks for joining us here live from our studios in Sauk City at McFarland's Retail Service Center. Again, our guest is McCall Trudeau, the director, or the Tourism Promotions Director. Let's make sure we get it in the right order.
Perfect.
Right? So thanks again, McCall, for
Thank
being
you.
Here. We'll see you again next time here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. Baraboo, Sauk Prairie. Take her away, Mike.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.